want to move on now to our Your Money segment, because 7.5 million workers are going to lose their unemployment benefits this weekend as those pandemic era programs come to an end. Danica Tsakova here now with what you need to know. Hi, Danica.
Hi there. Yes, unfortunately, a historic unemployment benefits cliff is happening this weekend. As you said, 7.5 million unemployed workers will be left with no benefits this weekend as those key pandemic unemployment insurance programs are expiring. We're actually hearing that the numbers may be even higher, so 9 million workers could be impacted. The programs are ending, the pandemic unemployment assistance. That program was created during the pandemic for people who usually don't qualify for regular unemployment insurance. So these are contractor freelancers. And currently more than 4 million workers rely on it. Additionally, we have the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, which extends the duration of the unemployment benefits. We have 3 million workers depending on it, and it's also ending this weekend. And of course, the extra 300 of weekly benefits is running out. This is a program that has been widely discussed, especially in the topic of labor shortages. So this program is also ending. And the price tag we have is that the economy is going to lose $5 billion a week from those benefits that were paid for a very long time. As a reminder, they started in March. They were extended 3 times, and it seems like there is no extension on the horizon. So these are 7.5 million workers joining 4 more million workers that lost their benefits in those 26 states that opted out of the program earlier. This happened through June and July. So this is overall more than 11 million workers losing their benefits over the summer. And what makes this cliff historic is that the volume of people relying on temporary unemployment programs is much more elevated than in previous recessions. What we've seen after the Great Recession and after 2003 is numbers just over a million or below a million of workers that were relying on the benefits. And now we have 7.5 million.
I know that the data is still coming in, but of those states that didn't extend those unemployment benefits, what were the findings? What did those folks do? Did they rejoin the workforce like so many thought would happen?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there have been a lot of research. Obviously, we're still early on. There has been a month and a half, depending on when the state opted out. But what we've seen is there hasn't been a significant effect from the expiration of those benefits and workers returning to the workforce immediately. One of the studies finds that for every 8 workers that lost their benefits, just one has found a job in the last 6 weeks or so. So we're obviously still following that closely, and we'll see what the effects are. But the consensus of the few different studies we've covered so far is that there hasn't been major impact of the early expirations.
All right. We're going to leave it there and see what happens as all of these benefits expire. Danica Tsakova, thanks so much.